Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, we will be talking about a journal I have found and I've started doing. And we'll be just talking about that actually, because this episode will be really short. And you'll be expecting to see another episode coming out tomorrow with an interview with Emily Butler, who is a middle-grade author and young author. But I'm not going to give away too many details about who she is and what she does, because you guys will find out about it tomorrow during the conversation I have with her. So anyways, stay tuned for that, and let me just begin with what I have to say right now. So anyways, today's book, it's more than a book, it's a journal. So basically, it's a guided journal for daydreams, creative practices, and bright ideas. And this journal's name is Every Day is Epic. And you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, I believe. Pretty much, yeah, I think Barnes & Nobles and Amazon is the only place you can get these. Target and Walmart may also have this, you can check. Not really sure about that. I'll put a link for it, or maybe just tell you the name of it so you can search it up later on. But Every Day is Epic is a guided journal, as I said earlier, and it's written by Mary Kate McDevitt. More than written, it's more like just prompts. So basically, like, some kind of things which are in here is like you write your if example, there's a few things like what is going on with dash, so then you write whatever you want to. Some other things in this would be today's takeaway or today's lesson, or record a victory, or even some, like, basically it's pretty cool. There's fun things to do in it. It's not like an activity book, I would say, but it's like a really fun journal which can help you write as a writer as well, and get through hard times when you have creative blocks, writer's blocks, or any of that stuff. You can get out of them using this. It's pretty good. And in case you guys have not seen my episode where I talk about how writer's block is just a thing in your head, and that you actually never do have writer's block, it's just you feeling that you cannot write anymore. So you should definitely check out that episode where I talk about writer's block. But anyways, that's pretty much it about this book. I'll send you the name of this book in the description. You can check that out. And yeah, so keep reading, keep writing, keep having fun, and have a safe day. Bye, guys.